What more can I say to Skater Boy Fancast? I'm Sabra Kojas.
I'm May, and everything is completely the same as it was last episode.
That is not normal true! Do you mean emotionally or physically?
Yeah, both.
Okay, well...
No changes either way.
We know the physically is you lying, but I want to be very clear that, So here's my thing, guys. Okay, May had a baby. That's what happened.
Yes. On Wednesday. It's
May
Monday.
Had a baby. Yes, so it's been less than a week.
Yeah.
And I think I was always making this big point that everyone heard on this podcast, and also far more of a point off of the podcast, that May was going to abandon me as a friend the moment that she had a baby. And I did this for the jokes, and also because when you manipulate someone, one way to do that is to guilt them.
Right.
So I was getting ahead of that. So I was pre-guilting.
Right. Yeah. I respect that. Sure. I think it's important to lay a foundation.
Yeah, you know. That's why it doesn't, like, you can't do something when it's too late, you know?
Exactly.
Like, because then
exactly.
It's like, well, what do you want me to do here? So I had to lay the foundation. So I laid the foundation of guilt, and it worked. and the hope was that May would feel guilty for abandoning the friendship and therefore would put more effort into not doing so. And it's been 5 days, and so far, that's true. However, it's only been 5 days, and so I think in May's brain, maybe she thinks that, yeah, this is just how it's gonna be. See, look, I proved it, this is gonna continue. And in my brain, I'm like, give it like 2 more days.
See, from my perspective, this is what's happening. I don't feel any guilt or any sort of feeling in any direction about that. I do feel really good after having this baby, and I'm shocked by how good I feel. And so I'm like, well, better capitalize on it now.
Right.
Gotta make hay while the sun shines. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
As I've expressed numerous times, I want to continue the podcast.
That's
so
true.
You know, I've been consistent. And also, I was saying to George today that I know myself very well. And I had said a while back that I'm going to want to still have, like, adult activities on the calendar and not just be doing baby stuff. And here we are. I feel that I kind of called it.
It's been 5 days.
Yeah,
so
which is
we'll
pretty darn
see.
Good.
We'll see what happens. Because, I mean, I understand. I mean, my mom just said this, and I was like, don't say things like this to me if you want there to be any chance of me ever having a kid, which there isn't, but like in her mind there is. So I'm like, so don't tell me what she said recently, which was, oh, it feels when you like first have the baby, the like very initial, like the baby has arrived moment, not moment, but the days or I don't
right.
know, weeks after that, she's like, it really does feel like all you do is like feed and change the baby. Like that's all you're doing. And I was like, "What? Don't tell me that. These are the things that make me not want to have a baby.
That's
I don't
really
want to
funny.
Do that.
I think that I have also a particularly good baby. Like, she sleeps a lot. She's not that fussy. She has, like, 2 needs, and once those are fulfilled, she's good. She'll, like, sit there and just look at you.
I think that's okay. All so great. It's been 5 days, and people change.
Yeah, but usually this is like the time when you first have a baby, you're like, oh my God, how on earth am I going to do this?
Yeah.
I'm exhausted. All they do is cry. That hasn't been my experience at all. She's great. So.
Is something wrong with her? Like, does she have a mental health issue?
No, she's fantastic.
Baby mental health?
Yeah, right.
They don't have thoughts, but they have mental health.
They have dreams. She dreams a lot.
Oh.
I can, like, see on her face that she's in the middle of, like, deep REM sleep. Her little eyes are moving around under there. It's really funny.
What is she dreaming about, though? She doesn't
have
anything to process.
I know. It's funny because the babies start dreaming before they're born. And I'm like, you've had no experiences. How
right.
are you dreaming? But here we are. I guess they just dream that they're in a black void. And then they wake up and they're like, oh, yeah.
Does that qualify as a dream, though? What is a dream?
Yeah, you'll have to ask experts. I am not one of them.
I remember when I was a kid reading something that said, like, oh, you actually dream, like, hundreds, like, you've hundreds of individual dreams
mm-hmm,
every
mm-hmm.
night. You just remember the one that happened most recently to you waking up. I feel like I don't believe that.
Yeah.
Like, prove it. How do you know that? How could you possibly know my dreams?
Right. Well, it's funny. I kept a dream journal for a little while. Mm-hmm. And what would happen would be I would wake up, write down my dream. And then, like, much later that day, I would look and be like, I don't remember this at all. So there is, like, a weird thing that your brain does where it, like, deletes all your dreams. So you just, like, don't – if you don't hold on to them in time, they're gone.
That is very true. And but it's also – your brain does that with awake things, too. You know, when
yeah,
you,
totally.
Like – especially – I mean, it does it with awake things, just awake. But, like, do you remember – and not to you, but, like, nobody remembers when they, like – oh, 5 weeks ago when I went to Trader Joe's, these are all the people I saw and these were all the items I picked up. Like, you might logically know, oh, I probably picked this and this and this, but, like, you don't actually remember it because your brain synapses. They do their thing. But also when you, like, are about to go to sleep and you have a brilliant idea and then you don't write it down because you're like, I'll remember, and then you don't remember. You won't even remember that you had a brilliant idea that you wanted to remember, much less what the brilliant idea was.
I mean, you know what I have to say, right?
Well, I was going to say something, but I think it's what you're going to say.
Yeah. I'll let you take it away.
You probably should in case I butcher it, but I'm going to tell the version I know, which is that many, many years ago, when May and I were in college, May's sister had a brilliant, I think in my, how I remember is that she woke up in the middle of the night and had a brilliant thought. And she knew she wasn't going to remember it. So she was like, I'm going to write this thought down because this is so good. I need to remember this. And so she writes it down.
It's like life changing.
She writes it down. She goes back to sleep. She wakes up the next day. It's like, oh my God, what was that thought? That was so amazing. And the thought was, I am a human. I am a human. I could have been a shrimp, but I'm not.
Yes. You got it. You nailed it.
Perfect. Great.
Spot on. That is what the dream was. I mean, not the dream, the brilliant thought.
The brilliant thought.
She could have been a shrimp, but she's not.
How do I make that into a stand-up joke?
Yeah, that's a great question. We can workshop it.
How do the cats feel about the baby? Bad?
Well, no, they're really interested in her, and they're also, like, so excited that we're home, because we were gone for a couple days, that they've been, like, so friendly and affectionate to us, and also weirdly to each other. Like, my cats aren't cuddlers, and I walked in and two of them were cuddling, and I was like, I've genuinely never seen you do this. What's going on? So I don't know, very confusing.
Interesting. One of my mom's cats does the opposite. If specifically she, I think even if my dad stays home, if my mom leaves for even a couple of days, the cat will fully ignore her when she comes back because he's like mad at her.
That's really funny.
And the previous cat that we had when I was a kid that looks the same as this cat did the same thing. So, cat souls transferring.
That's really funny. Yeah, ours are just excited to have us back, so no issues there either.
Well, when I came home after my sister was born, I immediately hated her. Hadn't met her yet, immediately hated her.
Yeah, I understand that.
Walked in the door, was like, don't like this. That smells bad in here. I don't like it.
Yeah. George is getting something.
Wow. George makes a rare appearance on the podcast. Oh, he can't hear me because of the headphones.
He can't, but I'm sure he gets the vibe.
George, do you want to say anything on the podcast?
George, do you want to say anything on the podcast? Sabra wants to know.
That's a good question.
I'll take that as a no.
Yeah, is that what he wanted to say?
I guess it's a damn cold night.
Yeah, trying to figure out this life.
But also, everyone should be following this podcast.
Thanks.
And it's Magical Journey.
Hey, nice. Free advertising.
Free advertising on the pod. That's like when HBO shows you trailers for their other movies, and you're like, no one's making money off of this. Like, you're just...
The circular... Is this what the circular economy is?
Okay, guys. It's been 10 minutes, give or take. So, let's get into our actual Avril content. Season 7, again, we've said this before, we'll say it again, it's the season where we're flying by the seat of our pants. I also think it's the season of revisiting. That's what I've dubbed it. It's kind of like when, I feel like we're, after this season, we're in for a resurgence. Because I think about, like, there's a podcast called More Perfect, which is about the Supreme Court and various court cases. And that's what started out, was they specifically talked about court cases and, like, the things you didn't know behind them, or cases that you'd simply never heard of and how they were significant and blah, blah, blah. And then they clearly ran out of content. So they did a season where they went through all of the amendments to the Constitution, and they had like bands and singers, some like as famous as Dolly Parton, write songs inspired by those amendments, and then would like talk about the amendments. They give you facts about the amendments, maybe talk about a case here or there, but largely like they just wanted to make an album. And I was like, frankly, this is not what I signed up for.
Yeah,
and
then that the doesn't sound like the same thing.
No, and then the podcast took a break for a while, and then now it's been revived, but they haven't really talked about, well, actually, I'm listening to an episode about Roe v. Wade right now, but they did like two whole episodes just on Clarence Thomas, like as a person.
Whoa.
So that's maybe a poor example, but there's also a podcast called Bad with Money. And one of the seasons of that podcast was all about like money and jobs and things, economic things in other countries and how they're different than America. And I was like, not interesting. But then the podcast came back around, and now it's like back to what it originally was. And I feel like we're in for that after this season. So we all just need to stick together. We all just need to hold hands and wait out the storm that is season 7 of What More Can I Say, Skater Boy Fancast.
Yeah, that's fair.
That being said, today we're revisiting our favorite songs. Bow, 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 bow. So this was an episode we did a while ago. May, did you re-listen to the episode in advance of this episode?
No, I did not.
No, I did not either. Okay, well, basically, I also believe I deleted my original list, but let's see if I can remember my original list. I think for spot number 5 of our top 5 favorite songs, I put a tie between Mobile and What the Hell.
Yeah.
And I think that I stand by that. But then, as we get, and then at the top spot, I put Rock and Roll, which I also stand by. It was in the middle where it gets a little wonky, and I think I didn't put All I Wanted on my list, and I want to put that on my list.
Okay. It's such a good one.
It is good.
I think that I also hadn't really grown to appreciate All I Wanted at the time. I think, in a weird way, what happens with All I Wanted is I don't remember it because I hear that title. And to me, that title sounds like it's going to be like an angry song or a sad song, you know? And so because I associate the title with those emotions, I don't think that it's going to be this like upbeat, very...
Well, it's like, also just a generic title because like there's a Kelly Clarkson song called All I Ever Wanted. And there's a Paramore song.
And that's what
song
I associated with.
Right. There's a Paramore song called All I Wanted. And this is like, it's also confusing. Should we lyric read All I Wanted? I feel like we have before, but let's do it again.
I think
again.
You're about to make a point that I also think.
That the vibe and the lyrics don't really go together?
Yeah.
Okay, so All I Wanted is track 10 on Love Sucks. Oh, just kidding. The Genius says track 10 on Love Sucks Japanese edition. I don't know why that's...
All right.
It was produced by John Feldman, Mod Sun, and Travis Barker, and it features Mark Hoppus.
Which is so fun, by the way. I love Mark Hoppus.
Mark Hoppus is from Blink, right? Well, Blink does still exist because my roommate just like went to some event, but they like weren't even at it. It was just like an event for Blink-182, but they weren't there.
Oh.
And she was like, came back and she like had a sticker and she like put the sticker from the event on her refrigerator. And I was like, oh, do you like Blink-182? Because she likes like Taylor Swift and like Phoebe Bridgers and like lesbian music. And so I was like, do you like Blink-182? And she goes, no, not at all.
All right. Like, well, okay. Asked and answered.
Great. Okay. All I Wanted. Verse 1. I was always crushing on the wrong boys. I was always yelling when I should have been sitting down. Memories of cigarettes and Polaroids. Kiss you in the kitchen of a house that burned down. And then Mark comes in. He says, I remember waiting on the sunrise, and I'll be ready waiting till you come back around. Come back around. Come back around. Can we look at this lyric? Can we try to figure out what this lyric means? I was always yelling when I should have been sitting down.
Yeah, I mean, I think she just means she had a big, boisterous personality when she should have been, you know, she was expected by society to be.
Okay, you're saying, because to me it sounds like she's agreeing that she should have been sitting down, and that feels bad to me.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I don't think that's what she means. Okay. I think she's like...
society said I should have been sitting down.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that better. That makes more sense.
And I think that's almost like how she's saying I was always crushing on the wrong boys. It almost feels a little bit like, what's the wrong boys? Probably you mean the skater boy. Like,
well, yeah, but it could also mean fuck boys, you know, like guys that you know are wrong. So, like, that's what I think I was confused about, because I was always crushing on the wrong boys. If I was to say that, I would mean I was crushing on boys that were not good for me and did not like me back, and this was a waste of my time and bad emotionally for me. And so that's, like, me acknowledging that they were wrong, but you're saying, she's saying society. And that makes more sense with what the actual, with it being a getting out of this town song, that it's a society.
Yeah, because it's, like, the wrong boys are the people who, like, are wearing, like, baggy clothes, and they are wearing emo bracelets and what all.
Yeah.
And, like, society says, why would you like that guy? But you're like, because he's fun and alternative. And it's like, ultimately, if you were crushing on a boy, it was probably the wrong boy in some sense of the word.
But, Daddy, I love him!
Yeah. Ain't that the way?
At all of my friends, every time there's any boy, they're like, suffer now. I'm like, but Daddy! Okay, chorus. All I wanted was you. Let's do whatever it takes. Me and you, we can't lose. I'll take you away from here. From the city that never loved you. From the town I always hated. Me and you, we can't lose. Let's go.
It's so good. Listen to it. It's so good. I'm going to stop the podcast and listen to this song. It's a party.
That's valid. Here's what I'll say. All I wanted was you. That's past tense. But then it's, let's do, present tense, whatever it takes.
Yeah, this is where it gets confusing.
I'll take you away from here, future tense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So can I tell you what my interpretation of this song is?
Go for it.
This is like, you go back to your hometown and you see the person that you like, will they, won't they, with in high school. But it actually works out well this time. You know what I mean?
So it's not Noah from the podcast.
It's not Noah from the podcast. Emphatically, this is not about Noah from the podcast.
Isn't it crazy that Noah from the podcast, I think, was on episode 9, and this is episode 67?
That's crazy.
Yeah, and we're still talking about him.
He's
so,
like,
is something wrong with me?
Essential podcast
maybe.
Lore. I mean, perhaps. But this is essential podcast lore, so.
It's so crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I got, like, 2 different degrees in a child, and like a lot of stuff has happened since this podcast started. I forget that sometimes.
This is what I'm saying, though, what I said last episode at the end when I was just talking about myself. So if you skip the parts where I talk about myself, go back, because otherwise this is not about to make sense. But this is what I'm fucking talking about. We've been doing this podcast for years, mm-hmm. and you've gotten 2 degrees, and you had a baby, and you got married.
Oh, yeah, I did get married. I wasn't married when... Yeah, whoa.
No, because we started it before the pandemic.
What the heck? That's so weird.
Yeah, so you got married. You got a degree. You got another degree. You had a baby. And I'm in the exact same place that I was 5 years ago.
Well, listen, I'm on that grind set. That's like such bullshit. I'm really not.
And that's the end of this podcast.
Yeah. Click. We turn off our mics. We turn off the cameras. Everybody go home.
Alrighty. Back to the song. The post chorus is just, whoa, oh, oh, whoa, oh, oh, whoa, oh, oh, all I wanted was you. And then verse 2, I would always fuck around and find out. You were always saying I would crash down someday. I would have to pass out on my friend's couch. We were up all night, so we slept all day. And then Avril says, I remember waiting on the sunrise, and I'll be right here waiting till you come back around, come back around, come back around.
Yeah, this is like they are contrasting an older relationship where they were talking about like what they were going to do in the future. Mm-hmm. And also how one of them is a wild partier. I wonder who that could be. Well, actually, honestly, Mark Hoppus also.
Well, Mark Hoppus is the one that's singing that first part of saying,
Right.
I would have to pass out on my friend's couch. We were up all night, so we slept all day. But it's also, I think this line is interesting. You were always saying I would crash down someday. Because is she, like, that she'll, f- that, or is Avril saying that he'll fail, or used to say in high school that he would fail, or is she, was it just that, like, someday you'll have to come back to reality?
Yeah, I mean, so funny that you should say that, because he basically just quoted Skater Boy. She had to, yeah. I think, honestly, the more that we're talking about this song, and this was not really the intention of where this episode was going to go.
No,
but the more we talk about it, the more I'm like, it's Skater Boy. But this is like Skater Boy complimentary. You know what I mean? This is yes. like Skater Boy if his relationship with the hometown girl had actually worked out and it was really wholesome and good.
Yes.
You know, like, that's kind of awesome.
When I was reading this verse, I was like, I feel like this is me and Noah, and me and Noah are Skater Boy.
Right, but if Noah wasn't also, like, a clown.
Right.
And the butt of every joke on this podcast, and constant content fodder, I mean, that's what happens.
Yeah.
If you agree to go on the podcast, you've signed away your entire life rights to us. I don't know if he read the fine print. Do we think he read the fine print?
We definitely didn't. He did not sign a release, and he could sue. But we have an in-house lawyer on this podcast.
Yeah, it's true. I'm in-house counsel for
this podcast.
It's really funny.
I also think that when you just said that, that, like, being on this podcast means you agree to be made out to be a clown. I'm definitely going to reach out to Miss Madam Lauren Christie before we release this episode.
Yeah. No, but we would have nothing bad to say about Lauren Christie. She brought us the greatest gift that the podcast has ever received, which is the impetus to do the podcast.
We can maybe spend 5 minutes at the end of this podcast brainstorming. What do we want to ask Lauren Christie if she agrees to be on our podcast?
See, I thought you were going to say we could spend 5 minutes at the end of this episode thanking Lauren Christie. Oh. We're going to set aside 5 minutes. I was like, I don't know that I have that much to say, but, like, good work. Low five, perhaps. Dap me up, Lauren Christie.
That's good. Okay, back to the lyrics. We go to the chorus. All I wanted was you. Let's do whatever it takes. Me and you, we can't lose. I'll take you away from here. From the city that never loved you. From the town I always hated. Me and you, we can't lose. Okay, I want to bring something up in this chorus. Actually, it's the same chorus as last time, but I have a new thought. Which is that, from the city that never loved you. From the town I always hated. So these people are not living in the same place.
Well, I had that thought too, but at the same time, they could just simply go to the same school, but one of them lives in the more rural part of town. The other one lives in the... Well, you know what I mean?
There's a there was a school in Michigan that was, like, technically speaking, it was... And I might be misremembering this, but I'm pretty sure there were three separate towns that were all right next to each other, and they each had three separate high schools, but those three separate high schools were built on the same campus, and so technically you went to all three high schools.
Right. Or it's like you go, you take the train to Chicago to go to high school, but you're from Naperville, like...
I don't think that's a thing unless you go to private school, though, because you're not paying Chicago City taxes.
Right, but I'm sure these people do go to private school.
You think private school the people. Skater Boy goes to private school?
No, I think the Skater Boy reimagined, the Skater Boy 2.0, the Skater Boy better version where everything works out for them in the end, yeah.
Well, can we look at a maybe more simplified version, which is that the city that never loved you, the town, I like that... Oh, much more simple. They are from the same place. Mm-hmm. Avril has stayed in the town that the original song took place in. Mark has moved, but is still unhappy in a new city. And she's like, we're going to go someplace totally
Third
different.
Place.
And we're going to be together. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I think that is what it is.
Okay. So we don't
Alternatively,
need
they met at sleepaway camp. Those are our two options.
That's a pretty good theory. That's a pretty good theory, actually.
Or both of those things are true. We're going to add all of it to the pot.
Yeah, yeah.
They met at sleepaway camp. This is when they say two things can be true at once, this is exactly the kind of scenario that they're talking about. What I like about that is that it's like two things can be true at once, purely meaning that two facts, we know for sure that there are at least two facts.
Well, we don't know that, but we're gonna say that it. I'm saying in a hypothetically, in a hypothetical universe, multiple things can be true at once. For example, in a hypothetical universe, I can be living in New York City And also, May could be living in some place that's not New York City. Those are two facts that could be true at one time.
They are not in conflict. We've just discovered, like, how facts work.
Yeah.
We've discovered knowing things. I have knowledge of approximately two things.
And it's where I live and where you live.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. That's really all the info you need.
I don't know why this is what this made me think of, but there's this viral TikTok where this... there was a viral TikTok where a woman was making a bean soup that had like a million different types of beans in it. And the point was that it's for like... It's really good if you're anemic. It's really good if you're, like, on your period because you're losing blood on that. And so, like, it's just helpful for that. And so she's like, here's my recipe for bean soup. And then a lot of the comments were like, what if I don't like beans? And it's like,
Stop. You just... making you make and eat the bean soup.
Right. And so then there's another viral TikTok where a separate woman was like, I think the internet has bred this kind of like, but what about me mentality? Where things that very much do not apply to you, and your response should be, swipe away, I don't care, look at something else, this does not apply to me. And instead, people are like, but what about me?
Yeah.
And
how do I fit into the bean soup?
And I brought that up because... Two things can be true at once. I don't know why I brought that up. I just thought it was an interesting theory on the internet.
I might make some bean soup.
You should. Nice. You probably lost a lot of blood in the childbirth. I don't know how that childbirth works. I don't know if there's blood involved.
No, there was a lot of blood involved.
Gross.
But anyway, bean soup exists, so it's fine. They were like making me sign all these waivers, and they were like, are you cool getting a blood transfusion if you need one? And I was like, yes, I don't like dying, like personally.
Well, no, there's some religions where
Jehovah's Witnesses can't get. I think it, I don't know that it's even anyone other than Jehovah's Witnesses.
I think it actually might just be Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah, I think it's a narrow Jehovah's Witnesses thing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, there's also, I think that there's sometimes, well, this is not your case, but there are instances where like, the doctors can either save the life of the mother or they can save the baby. And in that case, two things cannot be true at once. And you, I think, did have, in those cases, like, someone has to decide in that moment.
Well, that wouldn't be for a blood transfusion.
No, not for blood. No, I'm saying in a separate pregnancy-related thing.
No one made me sign any waivers about that. So.
Of whose life to save.
That would be really a stressful thing to hand someone in the midst of childbirth.
You're about to push, and they're like, just so we have it.
Real quick! You seem a little distracted, but like...
We know you're on a lot of pain medication, but...
Oh, I really was. I really was. Anyway.
So now we're at the bridge. And maybe it was for the best. You used to call me useless. We're floating to the nothingness because after all, the truth is the only things we leave behind are noise and absolution. I act like everything is fine, but I'm plotting revolution.
Yeah, I don't really understand this part. I do. I mean, I think that like they've established that these characters back in the before times, before they re-got back together, they had kind of a playful ribbing relationship.
Well, I think what it is, frankly, is that they are the skater boy characters, the ballerina and the skater boy, and things don't work out because it's high school. And now it's years later and they've gotten back together or together for the first time.
Reconnected in some type of way.
They connected. It's me and Noah. It's the exact same thing. And then Mark is saying maybe it was for the best that it didn't work out in high school because you used to call me useless. And then Avril says we're floating. Oh no, they both sing. We're floating to the nothingness because after all, the truth is the only things we leave behind are noise and absolution. What is absolution? Is that a word?
Yeah, like absolving someone of their sins.
Okay.
Absolution is like forgiveness for sins, really. I mean, that's generally how it's used.
Okay, so the only things we leave behind are noise, which you don't really leave behind because noise dissipates, but...
Yeah, I know, because I'm on mute because my baby's crying, so noise does... some noise should be on the podcast, some should not. Maybe they're referencing that.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe, well, just that we will always leave behind noise because this podcast will live on forever, in a similar way that my blog will live on forever because I don't have the
password. Oh, yeah, because you can't delete it. I love that so much.
I act like everything is fine, but I'm plotting revolution. I wish that pop punk people would stop pretending like they are activists.
Yeah, that's exactly my thought on this line, because it always seems to be this vague thing of like, what does revolution mean? Does revolution mean that you wore skinny jeans and you're a man? Because that's right. Not anything.
Right, literally. And then the ending is just the chorus. And there's one genius note in this, which is at the very end, the post-chorus that ends the song, is just whoa-oh, in parentheses, I'm with you, whoa-oh, win or lose, whoa-oh, all I want to wish you, and someone annotated it. The song references Avril's hit I'm With You from her debut album Let Go. In that song, she was longing for companionship, but this time she has someone to take her away.
Yeah, I did notice that little reference. That's fun.
According to Avril's Spotify storyline, Blink-182 is one of my all-time favorite bands. Working and writing with Mark is epic, and it was amazing to see his talent in the studio. He's an incredible songwriter, singer, producer, and performer. Mark's very intelligent, and his voice is so signature. The minute he starts singing, you know it's him.
That's so true. You're never going to mistake a Hoppus. And he has imitators. He has all kinds of imitators, because that's where everyone gets the in my yed and whatever from
which
him.
I fucking hate.
Yes, but
I
it works
that
for
he
him.
Brought that upon us.
I agree with, like, I hate that other people copied it, but he's allowed to do it because he's an innovator, you know. And I think his voice is so good, and I love it. And it annoys me that other people copy it, because you can't be Mark Hoppus. Sorry, you can try as much as you want, but you can't.
It's interesting because I don't think of Blink-182 as being a band that's, like, necessarily aesthetically pleasing to listen to.
I love Blink-182.
I like them. I like their music. I think it's fun, but it's, like, kind of fun in the same way. Not as bad. Blink-182 is much better than Weezer, but sometimes I listen to Weezer and I'm like, is this an inside joke that I'm not a part of? Like, why is this supposed to be good?
I like Weezer too. The Blue Album, that's a fun album.
It's fun, but it doesn't sound good. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. Okay. I mean, I think Blink-182 sounds really polished compared to Weezer.
Well, yes. I want to be clear. They are wildly different, but that's only because Weezer is so bad that,
Yeah, I think also part of it, though, is that a lot of that, you know, sort of like the grungier bands, they're grungy on purpose. They're not trying to sound polished. They're not trying to sound like so studio ready. And it's because it's a response to pop, which is extremely manufactured. Manufactured, I'm not saying that in an insulting way. It just is.
Yeah.
So if it sounds like you made it in your garage, then good.
Alrighty. I want to now read the lyrics for Mobile, which is really what sparked this episode. I was just like, I think we should talk about it more. because I think that we should. Frankly, I want to ask Laura and Christy what the fuck happened here.
Yeah. Huh? Mobile. Huh?
I want to tell her specifically that when I was listening to the album start to finish in advance of us doing an episode where we listened to the album as a whole, I texted May specifically and I was like, I'm so confused because she's saying I'm immobile, like I'm not moving.
Right.
But then the song is called Mobile. So I was like, what? I'm confused. And May was like, she's not saying immobile. She's saying I'm amobile, like I am the Alexander Calder. Is that the name?
Yeah.
thing. And I was like, oh my God, you're right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've been confused ever since.
And the reveal is that she's just dumb. I actually think, wait, can I say what a good idea for an episode?
Yeah.
I think we should do an episode trying to really determine whether Avril is dumb.
More so than we have in the previous 66 episodes of this podcast.
Yes. Like, I'm talking, like, make a big list of all the things that are, like, the pro-dumb argument. And that she's
and
not
the anti-dumb.
Argument.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That requires some research, but we can do that.
Okay. Is Avril stupid?
That gets back to our investigative journalism roots.
It does. So important. We maintain high levels of journalistic integrity when we stalk people to determine if they're stupid.
We do. And I really wish that in the way that we are Croatia's number 3 or 4 music podcast.
Who's to say at this point?
We might be number 1 at this point for all we
climbing know. The charts, yes.
You know? I wish that we could also be classified as an investigative journalism podcast.
Yeah, I feel like if we just put in some, like, very serious sounding music, and then, like, maybe a clip of a police siren, I think we could add in there, and then, like, clips of other news reports just, like, cut together randomly, and then we start talking, and everyone's like, right, this is Dateline.
Well, I wonder if we, like, I don't know, planned out a specific... If there's something that we could literally investigate, the issue is that we can't because we need to, like, actually stalk her and we don't live in the same place as her. Yes. But if we got word that she was going to be in New York for, like, a month, and we could, like, figure, and I don't want people to, like, well, I guess by the time this would come out, she would already have, if she was only here for a month, she would have already moved. So I was going to say, I don't want to dox her New York address, but we could, like, figure out her New York address and then, like, stand outside.
Yeah, I like that what you're saying is you don't want to dox her, but if it's okay if we do it.
Well, you don't want to dox her because you don't want people to stalk her,
right?
I want to dox her to us.
To us, only us. If we were to stalk her, it's not doxing if it's content.
Right.
Do not take that seriously, please. Oh my God. Especially because there's a lot of discussion about doxing online right now. Hey, unequivocally, doxing's bad. At the podcast.
We've said we don't support doxing in the past. That being said, though, it's really difficult to know what's serious and not on this podcast.
Yeah, it is tough.
What's the thing that we always say that we're like, this is the one thing I stand by? Oh, that Mobile is a great song. That's the one thing we stand by.
Yeah, which is perfect because we're talking about Mobile right now.
And doxing is bad. And the Iraq War was bad. Those are our three podcast opinions.
Those are the core pillars of the podcast.
Okay, Mobile, verse one. Went back home again. This sucks. Gotta pack up and leave again. Say goodbye to all my friends. Can't say when I'll be there again. It's time now to turn around. Turn my back on everything. Turn my back on everything. Everything's changing. When I turn around, sorry guys, I can't talk today. Everything's changing when I turn around, all out of my control, I'm a mobile. Everything's changing when I turn around, all out of my control, I'm a mobile. Yeah. Okay, then we've got a genius annotation. It says, mobile is something that you can move from place to place.
What?
Are we wrong? Is this a term for something other than...
But we Googled it.
Did we? Should we Google it again?
I'm pretty sure a part of the podcast where we discussed this was us Googling it.
Okay, well, while you Google, I'm going to keep reading this annotation. Mobile is something you can move from place to place. Avril wrote it when she was young, so maybe this chorus talks about different situations that Avril has been through when she was young. Another possible annotation is that mobile means the changing feelings that Avril felt and the different moods that she's been in as a teenager. The lyrics could also be about getting into adulthood, trading a comfortable situation for an unstable one.
No, and we're then, right. I sorry to interrupt, but we're right. Anyway, you keep going and then I'll explain how we're right.
Well, so then somebody whose username is Kel Clarkson, so we love her immediately, marked this as missing something and said, I'm a mobile is also a homophone for I'm immobile. So while everything around her is moving quickly, it's possible that she feels stuck in the same place.
That's fair.
So, yes, because that is, as I just said originally, how I heard the lyrics. Here's the thing. Everything's changing. Well, okay. I don't know. My brain hurts already.
It's an adjective, or if it's a noun, the noun can only refer to a mobile phone, perhaps, or the Alexander Calder thing.
Okay. So the thing about the song is that she starts out saying... Went back home again, got this sucks, gotta pack up and leave again, say goodbye to all my friends. I take this as being, she is being thrust into fame. It's not the most comfortable thing. She's having to leave behind her home and her friends, and she doesn't necessarily want to. And then she's saying, everything's changing when I turn around, all out of my control. Because originally, when we were saying this, well, yeah, everything's changing, I'm a mobile. We were saying that... She feels stagnant emotionally, but everything around her is changing.
Yeah.
So she's the thing that's staying, and, like, as it's moving around, it looks like everything is, I don't know, moving under it. I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
Safa looks so upset. I want you guys to know she's really not having a good time. And it's funny because she's the one who wanted to talk about this song. And also we've discussed this exact thing already.
I don't know.
Like, there's no... We don't need to get into the pain of it, you know?
No, we do. This is the season where we revisit things. And today we're revisiting my pain when it comes to this song.
That's fair. I think she's just singing about it. This is about a person going to boarding school. And that's the whole explanation. And maybe in their boarding school dorm, they have a mobile.
Yeah. Maybe. I'm a mobile. What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, the thing is, it's an adjective. So a mobile what?
Or it's a noun.
Or she's talking about Mobile, Alabama.
I don't think she knows Mobile, Alabama exists.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, who does? A precious few people, I have to imagine.
Okay, verse 2. I'll move on from my sadness. Verse 2. Start back at this life, stretch myself back into the vibe. I'm waking up to say I've tried, instead of waking up to another TV guide. That part is so fucking catchy, can I just say?
It's true.
I don't know what it means, but it's catchy.
Yeah, we don't have things like TV guide anymore.
Yeah. Well, she's saying, start back at this life, stretch myself. I don't know what that means. Start back at this life, stretch myself back into the vibe. No idea. I'm waking up to say I've tried instead of waking up to another TV guide. I think she's just saying I'm attempting to make something of myself versus just sitting on my ass and watching TV.
Well, right. I agree with that. And I would say my understanding of the lines right before that are like when you go to college, say, and you feel like you change a whole lot, and then you go back to your hometown and you're like, oh, weird. Like, I've changed. Everything is the same over here. Do I keep acting like I did before I changed?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's kind of how I take that.
It's time now to turn around, turn and walk on this crazy ground. Everything's changing when I turn around, all out of my control. I'm a mobile. Everything's changing out of what I know. Everywhere I go, I'm a mobile. I'm a mobile. I desperately want to ask Lauren Christie. I'm acting as if she's agreed to be on this podcast, guys. All she did was like a comment when I commented on her TikTok saying that she should be on the podcast, and she liked it. So.
Yeah. Intriguing. She's going to be like, how many listeners do you have? And we're going to be like, you know, we're really popular in Croatia.
I could tell her we have 17,000 Spotify impressions in the last 30 days.
Nice.
Which does mean that, because it's over 17,000. So approximately 17,000 people have been exposed to this podcast and chose not to listen to it.
We won't say that part.
We won't. Then we get to the bridge, hanging from the ceiling. No, this is what we're saying. It is the elder thing.
Oh my God. We go back to it every time.
We got there.
This is exactly how we processed this song last episode. Where we convinced ourselves that we must be misunderstanding it. Yes. And then we get to this line and we're like, we're not misunderstanding it? What?
I have to say, guys, there's only so many combinations of words that I can make, and so we've hit the point of repeating them.
Yeah, it's like the podcast of diminishing returns, but you love it, so keep listening.
Yes. Hanging from the ceiling, life's a mobile, spinning round with mixed feelings, crazy and wild. Sometimes I want to scream out loud. Everything's changing everywhere I go, all out of my control. Everything's changing everywhere I go, out of what I know. Yeah. La 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 la. And then the chorus again.
The thing I find frustrating about this in her songwriting is, like, why would it be something with a moral at the end? You know what I mean? It's like, life's a mobile. You know, it really does seem like that, like, well, the whole thing, I'm actually talking more broadly about life. And this whole song has just been about life.
Well,
irritating.
What if we said that before about, oh, my blog? I think it was the getting out of this town post on my blog that I had written also had a similar, like, tried to have some sort of moral or justification, larger concept at the end.
Right, of course,
and it was like, really,
course.
Bitch, you just wanted to talk about yourself because you're a fucking Leo and you're narcissistic.
Here we are.
Mobile is a song from Lavigne's debut album, Let Go. It was released as a single in only Australia and New Zealand. An unreleased official video surfaced nearly 10 years after the release of Mobile, which with shots of Avril singing and playing guitar on a rural road, which I have seen. And then there's some comments. Someone says wrong lyrics.
I wonder if that's an outdated comment.
It's 6 years ago, so probably.
Yeah, because those sound right to me.
Yeah. Okay. So today we revisited one song that was on Sabra's My Favorite Song list originally, one song that might have been on May's, but I don't remember, and definitely was one that I wanted to add to my list. And that is what we did today, guys. And,
yep.
I had a mental breakdown.
Yeah, I think that is a good summation of the episode. I like that because I think that it sets a precedent going forward that every time we do an episode, we have to summarize what we did in the episode at the end in case you missed it.
Too long didn't listen.
Right, exactly. Oh my God. Yeah, I like the episodes where we start out intending to do one thing and it just doesn't happen.
Well, yeah, that's life, bitch.
Yeah, and when you think about it, it's very similar to a mobile.
Is it?
Life's a mobile.
It is. That's true. That's true. Alrighty, well, hi guys. I was going to say, if you have questions to ask Lauren Christie, if she ever decides to be on this podcast, you can send them to us, but hopefully she agrees to be on this podcast before you guys ever hear this episode, so.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
So, I'm just going to ask her,
why?
Yeah, basically. And this has been another episode of What More Can I Say? A Skater Boy Fan Cast.
Can I make it any more obvious?